Colossians chapter 4. Masters, grant to your slaves that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us also, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, because of which also I am bound, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. All the things concerning me, Tychicus, the beloved brother, and faithful minister and faithful slave in the Lord, will make known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very thing, that you might know the things concerning us, and that he might comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, the faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will make known to you all the things here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, as well as Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you received commandments. If he comes to you, receive him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, these alone of the circumcision are my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, ones who have become a consolation to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a slave of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. For I testify of him that he labors much for you and for those in Laodicea and for those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, greets you, as well as Demas. Greet the brothers in Laodicea, as well as Nymphas and the church, which is in his house. And when this letter is read among you, cause that it be read in the church of the Laodiceans also, and that you also read the one from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. The greeting in my own hand, Paul, remember my bonds. Grace be with you.